What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And the latest dilemma comes from Narelle, who's writing about a situation her daughter was in that cost her her best friend. Narelle sets it out like this. Two young women who are good friends share a house, and both of them are on the same dating app. They end up chatting with the same man. One of them was in contact first and went on a date with him. He was the first such date that she really liked. She told the housemate, who continued chatting with him. She asked the housemate to put off dating the guy until her time with him had run its course, or blossomed, as she hoped. But the friend kept chatting with the guy. On the next date, the first friend told the man he was chatting to her good friend and housemate, and there was potential conflict. He quite liked the idea, thought it'd be nice to go out with both friends. She wasn't impressed with this. Well, the two women in question are my 20-something daughter and her best friend of 10 years or so, who lived together and now don't. Not sure where the bloke is in the picture, not in my daughter's life. The friend moving out devastated my daughter. So Narelle asks, how could this have been handled better? And to ponder and advise on how this could have been handled better, comedians Cal Wilson and Dave Thornton. Now, have either of you ever been in a similar situation where you and a friend fancied the same person, Cal?
I don't think so. I remember at school having a crush on a guy and he liked a friend of mine, so I set them up because I thought that would make him like me, but they went out for years. So it was
Didn't work. Terrible idea.
Dave, what about you?
I mean, it's an interesting conundrum. I've fancied a girl and then a friend of mine, and then it was just because this was pre, you know, Tinder. This was pre, so you just, it was kind of first to the finish line. It was like you just both worked as hard as possible. But I remember I did get to date the girl, so that ended well for me. But I don't know, isn't it strange with social media because you can kind of, you're interacting, but unbeknownst to everyone else that's happening around you.
Yeah. Well, look, say, Cal, if we take the part of the first friend, so that's Narelle's daughter, one of life's little problems really is that people don't necessarily behave like you think they should, yeah? Mm-hmm. The daughter's asked her friend, Narelle's daughter has asked her friend, her housemate, to hold off while she dates this bloke, but the friend stays in contact with the man. How would you manage that? If you were the daughter,
I would be really disappointed. Like, I'm totally on board with Narelle's daughter being disappointed because it's sort of like you've called shotgun, really, isn't it? Like, you've got dibs.
And then, so, you reckon first in, best dressed?
I think so. But also, like, I think finding someone that you can live with is really difficult. Like, friends don't necessarily make the best housemates. And I would value my housemate over a guy whose picture I'd seen, he's probably on the dating app, he's got his arm around a tiger or something. Like, that always seems to be the profile pics. Yeah. It's always a guy holding a massive fish.
Or a fish, I was going to say. Yeah, isn't it a big fish?
Fish, a tiger, or you can tell that he's cut his ex-girlfriend out of the photo because there's some blonde hair in the corner of the photo. That's always the thing. So there's loads of those guys. I would say put your housemate first. But I don't know how I would have dealt with it.
Narelle's daughter has dated this guy once and really likes him. So she has had face-to-face contact with him. Dave, how about you take then the part of the second friend who decides to stay in touch with the bloke that the two of them are mutually attracted to? Could she have done that, stayed in touch with the guy without upsetting her housemate, her best friend?
No. Like, I think what she did was a pretty dog effort. Like, it was just, she got the heads up to say, no, this, you know, look, we're dating right now. Maybe just hold back. You know, if things don't work out, enjoy. And she's like, nah, I'm doing it anyway.
Is it kind of like when when you get a meal and you've got chips on your plate and the other person doesn't have chips on their plate and you're like, would you like a chip? And they're welcome to take a chip if you offer the chip. But if you've gone, I don't share food, and they're just helping themselves to your chips.
Yeah.
It's the same sort of thing. I mean, he's obviously not chips, but like you don't take your friend's stuff.
No, of course. And I think it's hard for Narelle because, you know, you've kind of lost a friend, a housemate. And
Narelle's daughter.
Narelle's daughter.
This is very complicated. Who's who? Yes.
Sure. Yeah. But then I think this is why I believe with Tinder, it should be like Uber where there's ratings either way. You know how you get passenger ratings on Uber? So you keep each other accountable.
Yes.
I believe on social media dating, you should have ratings either side. So if they both walked out of here, they'd get 1-star ratings because, you know, for what they've just done. And then the next person who goes on Tinder goes, oh, yeah, that's the person not to
mess
with.
Terrible service.
Nah, nah. You're only the kind of person I would contact at 3 a.m. and I've had a couple of drinks. That's the kind of person you are.
Well, I wonder, Dave, if the bloke in this could have been, should have been more gentlemanly and perhaps stopped chatting to woman number two while he was dating woman number one rather than suggesting a threesome.
Yeah, well, okay, we've come out of the gates with that. I thought it was just a couple of dates.
No, right. Well, that's what. No, I'll go back to.
I can see why Narelle's.
In Narelle's letter, she says he quite liked the idea that you know there was this potential conflict, and he was chatting to the two of them and thought it'd be nice if he went out with both friends.
See, as both young women, I would get rid of him. Like, I'd be like, oh, you don't care about either of us. You just like the idea, so go find someone else.
I agree. And isn't that a different platform then? Isn't there other areas you can get onto? I thought like Tinder was a one-on-one thing, was it not? I mean, I don't know what the other ones are. But yeah, I just think, this guy is a piece of work. Like for both girls, you think, well, why do either of you want this guy? If he's like, yeah, everyone jump in.
Well, what it comes to, Cal, really is it's you know, it's kind of a best friend versus romantic partner question, isn't it? What are your thoughts on jeopardising one relationship for another?
Oh, look, if you've only been out with them for a date, you want to keep your friend of 10 years. Like, that's far more important. Like, loads of more fish in the sea.
Surely. Like, in this day and age, you can get in contact because what? You can put parameters on those dating apps.
Yeah.
And so you can just cast your net 500 kilometres wide.
You can just click anyone, anywhere in the world. That can be your parameters.
Exactly right. If you need to get a flight to Launceston just because someone looks all right, you can do it. You knock yourself out.
Well, we've got a text coming from Denise who says, I've never allowed myself to be interested in a guy who one of my friends has said she was interested in, but I have had friends, and she puts a question mark after that word friends, who have deliberately gone after a guy I've liked just to prove she could get him. Now, that is competitive dating.
Isn't it? Well, gosh, it says a lot about the insecurity of the friend, doesn't it? Like,
yeah. I had a couple of girls I knew, and she was telling me the story where she was talking to a guy, went to the bathroom, and then her friend just came in, had a good talk to him, and then had a cheeky pash all in the time that she was in the bathroom.
Like a seagull, just like a seagull swooping in, back to the chip analogy.
Back to the chips.
Back to the chip.
That's right. Which I just think, how can that be your mate?
Yeah.
Surely you'd cut her off from the herd. Did you say this is
not
allowed?
Yeah, no, this is not. Yes.
Yeah, you
trample her with the hooves of the other antelope in the herd. You'll be like getting rid of that woman.
There's so many analogies here.
Oh, so many.
My head's exploding. All I know is that you, the herd, the chips, everything, it's gone.
Yep.
It's gone.
Well, look, it seems actually like neither of them ended up with this bloke, but they did. So, you know, neither of them formed a relationship, but they also lost their friendship. So it was a kind of lose-lose situation, I think. And Narelle says that her daughter was devastated when this best friend of 10 years moved out of their shared house over this fracas they'd had. So I want to know from each of you, should the daughter do anything to resurrect the friendship, Dave?
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because you think you've already burnt that bridge. Do you want to go back and try to fix it? I'm not sure. I think she should try and maybe get some financial recompense at the very least.
What, out of the friend or the man?
Well, if the friend seems like it's child psychology works, you know, she's saying don't go and talk to this guy, and then she does. She'd be like, oh, well, don't give me your bond back. And then she'll be like, oh, all right, then there you go. And you go, ha, you got caught in my web. See that? I got 1,800 bucks out of you. Like, this should be something at the very least. What do you reckon,
Cal? I reckon give it some time because I think, you know, time lessens the wound, you know, like, and then see how much you miss that friend. Like, how much does that friendship matter to you? Like, if you've gone 6 months and you haven't thought about it, but if it's bugging you every day, then do something about it.
Yeah, well, Narelle says the daughter's devastated. And sometimes I think you do have to, even though you feel like you've been wronged, as Narelle's daughter would in this case, that the friend has behaved badly towards her over this, you do have to sort of consider what you want. You know, do you actually want the friendship back rather than hanging on to whose fault it is, you know, and saying, well, it's not up to me to make up. She was in the wrong. Sometimes I think you just have to lay aside blame and hurt and just say, let's be friends again. You know, that was a stupid thing to lose our friendship
yes,
over.
Yes, totally.
And what do you think?
There's not a twist in this. Like, Narelle is not interested in dating the guy.
The mother's not going.
How long should I leave it before I ask him out?
That just took a weird turn. No, she doesn't say so. No.
Well, if you two aren't going to do anything with it.
I know he's single.
All right. Well, Narelle, thank you for sharing your daughter's dilemma with us. I don't know where that took us then, but Cal and Dave, thank you for taking it on. Good on you. Cal Wilson and Dave Thornton are each performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival right now. Cal's show is called Hindsight, which is always a good thing to have, isn't it?
Yes.
After the Melbourne season, she heads to Perth and to Sydney for more shows. And you can see Dave in his show, So What Now? That's this month at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and next month at the Comedy Store in Sydney. Thanks to you both for joining us in on this one.
Thanks for having us.
And if you have a modern dilemma of your own that you'd like to give a public airing to here in Life Matters, email it to us at lifematters@abc.net.au.